6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right, we're doing a solid six today.
6 hours?
6 hour pod. I blocked you off.
I didn't agree to that. How dare you? It's Halloween. I got things to do today, Joe.
You're 37. Why are you still trick-or-treating?
First off, I'm 47. How dare you? And you're the one who's 37.
I'm like a year older than you.
Okay, just do you think we have that kind of vibe, though? Like, I do see you as a person who's older than me.
When I think about it, but like at the end of the day, not really.
Sometimes I think Zane and Heath are older than me, but I'm older than them.
By how old are you now?
Like by a year older than them. A couple months, 6-7 months older than them.
But are you 30?
31.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Any other big life changes in your life happen lately?
Oh my gosh, Joe. That's a really great question.
Is it?
I mean, besides my marriage, besides being a married man.
I didn't know you were married also.
You did know. You were at the wedding, Joe.
How was it?
It was a blast. Did you have a good time?
An amazing time.
I'm more curious about like other people in their time. For me, my eyes, best day of my life so far. But I enjoyed every bit, but I'm so curious about how it was for other guests. How was it for you?
Insane. We flew to Atlanta and then drove to Birmingham.
Good move.
And thought it was a two-hour drive, didn't realize there's a time change. Turns out it's a three-hour drive.
Did you end up missing your flight on the way back?
No, but that's why we didn't go to the welcome party, because by the time we got there, it was already, like, starting.
Yeah.
And, like, we're driving an hour in, and I'm, like, checking it. I'm like, why is the time not changing at all? Because we just hit the time change.
Oh, right.
And, but we got there, and Birmingham was beautiful. We stayed at...
Did you say the Hilton, the Valley, the Aloft?
Aloft.
Okay, good. That was one of our room blocks.
And we ended up staying. We walked around the town at night, and it felt like a little coming-of-age movie.
I heard that you almost got like murdered, though, in Birmingham.
That's a little side part. Yeah, word gets around, huh?
Yeah, it did. And I apologize that you had that type of run-in. Usually that doesn't happen in my experiences I've had in Birmingham.
It didn't like affect our trip or anything.
So wait, a guy came up to you, what, with an axe? Or was
no,
it a,
that was somebody it was, else's story.
Oh,
I was the one they were driving around the car and yelled the special word.
Oh, yeah. A bit of a slur. Yeah, to you.
Yeah. So, like, we went right back to the hotel because we also... The guy said that the area was safe. And okay, we walked to the Piggly Wiggly. I think we got medicine because my stomach was really hurting from the flight. And then we walk into the town and we had Greek yogurt and we're eating it. And it felt like a coming of age movie because the entire town was empty. No cars were there. And we're looking at all these shops. There's like beautiful little boutiques and bakeries. And then some guy in this big white pickup truck drives by and yells the N-word at us. And
do you think he knew you were from out of town? And just wanted to, like, spook you?
Probably, because no one else was walking there. So, like, okay. I assume you you picture, like... And we also didn't look like we lived there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we don't look like Alabama. Yeah. But
what does somebody who looks like from Alabama look like? What is that supposed to mean, Joe?
It's not, like... Everyone who lived there was wearing like the shirt, like a football jersey. And, okay, like, you know.
Actually, yeah, I think a lot of like men in Alabama all dress the same.
Yeah,
like, they have the On Cloud shoes. They have like the duck jacket. They usually have like a I call them like gift shop golf polos.
Yes.
Like
literally
souvenir
that.
Gift shop golf polos, where they like. It's just like Peter Millar with like some emblem of a golf tournament they went to or a lake that they went to.
Yeah.
They all wear the same thing. So I think it's pretty, yeah.
And there
I
was
agree.
A big football game too that weekend. So everyone was like repping their teams.
That's right.
And we were the only ones who like weren't. But we woke up the next morning, explored the town, went to the bakeries, got these incredible things. It was like a mix of a donut and a cinnamon bun.
Damn, I haven't even had that. I've been to Birmingham many times.
Yeah, that was like the coolest part.
I got to check that out. Did you have Hamburger Heaven?
Yes, we went.
Would you order?
Chicken sandwich.
You went chicken sandwich at Hamburger Heaven because of your diet?
No, I don't know why I did it. I think I panicked.
Grilled chicken or fried chicken? I don't even think I've had the chicken sandwich at Hamburger Heaven.
We panicked and like Jason like caused a scene inside. It was really funny and I don't know. We ended up...
it was pretty funny in Jason's vlog where he's like... someone was filming him and Jason's like talking about his burger. Then one of the employees comes by and she goes, "Say cheese."
Yes. And then he's talking to Cody Coe and Cody Coe's pretending to be like the football jock and Jason's the nerd. And then Jason, as he's walking, he spills his soda and falls over.
Wait, on the floor at Hamburger Heaven?
Yeah, at HH.
Do they have to clean it up?
No, Jason cleaned it up.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a cool establishment. I love it. And I wish... That experience that you have for the holidays must be so fun to go back to that small town and experience that.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool vibe.
It's a really great time. That's why I always go back. It feels like it's out of a sitcom. It feels like Gilmore Girls, you know? Just the community is right there, and I enjoy it. Well, Joe, I'm glad you had a good time, man.
Yeah, walk me through the wedding day.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I've talked about this on so many people's podcasts. The
just
wedding?
Give me the highlights. Were you nervous? Because as a married man, I was nervous for the first look. That was the only thing I was really nervous for.
Thinking what? That you weren't going to like your that Caitlin's dress?
No, only thing that we really talked about was like, are you going to cry when you see my dress? Are you going to cry when you see me? And I was like, yeah, probably. So then in my head, I'm like, oh, what if I don't cry? What if
did
I'm
you
just like,
did you cry for the first look?
Yeah, and I cried during our vows like a baby.
I did. I cried, yeah, for the actual wedding ceremony, big time. For the dress, I was more like wow and awe, slightly choked up, but that moment took away so many of my nerves because like you're seeing your best friend. Like the day, there's a lot going on that day. There's a lot of pressure. Your mind's going through so many different things. And when you realize, oh my gosh, yeah, this is my wife. Like what do I have to be so nervous about? This is the one thing I've never been more certain of in my entire life. And so that, seeing Patricia took away a lot of nerves. But then I was getting really nervous right before it. And it was just because I was trying to get myself in just the right headspace to be prepared for a moment that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. So that's like the nerves I was experiencing was just like, this is about to happen. I want to be present for it. And I was just so nervous for it. Like it was really hard for me to like talk with people before.
Did your day go by really fast?
Yes and no. Like looking back, it seemed like the day went by like that, but the day itself actually did felt pretty long. And I've said this many times, all I did was just try to practice being present with everybody.
Did you eat at your wedding?
Yeah, Patricia and I, when we got to the reception, we went off privately and ate like in a tiny room. And actually when everybody was already in the reception venue, we got to like eat and there was like kind of like a, what do you call it, like a two-way mirror. And we were like looking down onto the guests. And so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it was nice, yeah, to privately eat because by the time you go and enter your wedding, people are pulling you around left and right trying to get pictures with you. A lot of small talk. And you're going to have no time to eat. And especially when you're really nervous, it's hard just to like eat food in general.
Last time you beefed on the wedding cake And I have to say, that red velvet cake was insane.
Good.
It's so good.
I was a little surprised. I didn't know that the bottom tier of our cake was actually not going to be red velvet. So when we cut it, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's not red velvet. She goes, the rest is red velvet.
I had to go back twice.
Damn.
It was so good, Matt.
I wish I actually went around and enjoyed a little bit more of like the sweets and desserts and stuff. I feel like I was just partying and dancing and watching the band the entire time.
Yeah.
Because originally we were supposed to go into the venue way ahead of time. There was supposed to be a private cocktail hour, and Patricia and I were going to see it by ourselves. But apparently during the wedding when we were at the church, winds were really bad and it knocked down like the entire bar outside. And so they had to open up the venue to everybody before the actual ceremony started. Yeah. But yeah.
What other, did anything else happen on that big day that wasn't according to plan?
Well, Patricia, like, so in the Greek church, when you're up there at the altar, it's tradition to put it, the ring, on your right finger, which we kind of didn't know, or Patricia at least didn't remember that that's what they do. So she always had her ring fitted for her left hand.
But when she left, would she still wear it on her right hand?
No, no, no. She puts it on her left right after. But the moment they put it on her right hand, it didn't fit. And we were like, and then there was a moment where I was like, did somebody give us the wrong ring? Is this not it? Did somebody lose the ring?
This is in your head in front of the whole crowd?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so I'm like, uh-oh. And then I look at Patricia and she's like laughing. And then I start laughing too. And she realizes that it's not, it doesn't fit her hand. But we knew it was temporary and it was the ring. But it was a great moment because it broke all of the tension. And we were just like kind of giggling up there to one another throughout that entire ceremony. So yeah, we thought that like... Yeah, and then some people, I think, who were watching the ceremony, they didn't know that it has to be on the right hand. And so the whole time, they're like, they're doing this completely wrong. Yeah.
Wow. What would you want to relive from that day?
Probably watching Patricia do that Tina Turner song, Proud Mary, when she got up on stage, which wasn't a rehearsed thing. A lot of people think it was. It was just so beautiful to see her up on that stage, dancing, killing it. And just being in awe that that is not my wife.
Where'd you guys sleep on the wedding day?
We slept at the hotel. Why is that any of your business?
I'm just trying to figure out where you guys were.
No, yeah, we slept at the hotel.
Okay, just a quick question.
Okay, cool.
What about the night before?
The night before, I slept at the hotel by myself, same room.
Separate rooms.
Yeah, I think she slept at her parents' house the night before because it's where she was getting ready with all the bridesmaids. Where did you sleep the night before? Did you and Caitlin sleep together the night before your wedding? Did you really?
We got married.
It's a little taboo.
We got married 2 months before that
ceremony.
Technically,
yes. But wait, you got married in the state of California, correct?
Yeah.
Did you do a courthouse wedding?
Yeah, and that night we slept in separate beds.
Okay, got it.
So that's like the real anniversary that we are going to celebrate. The courthouse wedding day.
In the state of California, is it required that a ceremony has to be done in the courthouse? Or could you have just gone and gotten the paper signed with? Or is that something you wanted was a courthouse I do?
It has to be done through the courthouse. So we had to either have somebody who is ordained and can go to the courthouse and do it, or do it at the courthouse anyway.
That's so interesting because we got our marriage license in the state of Alabama and they don't require a courthouse ceremony, but California does. I feel like it should be like reverse. I feel like... like Alabama's a little bit more like conservative and traditional,
yeah.
To where they would require something like that.
Either way, we didn't have somebody to like come and do it. That's why we knew we had to go to the courthouse and do it anyway. That's why we made that more of a day for like just us and our family.
Which ordained minister did you get for your courthouse wedding?
One of the people there who actually happened to marry somebody else that we like watched other people get married at that courthouse, and he married all those other people. So when he came out, we thought it was so cool that he also married us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he like in a good mood? I feel like a guy who's doing like weddings like that all the time would be like, all right, let's do it.
He was like a young buck, super pumped on everything. He's like, you guys ready to get married? And he's like, congratulations, you're now married. And then he like steps away, and then we took photos. He was so cool.
Wow. Did you have friends and family present for that, or just you and Caitlin?
Yeah, we have friends and family.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there was like, I think we were allowed 9 people, including a photographer.
And you guys are going to make that your anniversary date.
Yeah, that's our day.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's really cool, Joe.
Yeah, because we didn't have anybody to come do it on our ceremony. That's why my friend just did it.
Oh, I thought your friend was like planned from day one.
No.
Your friend did a fantastic job, by the way.
His opening line really had everybody. Welcome, friends. family, content creators.
What's interesting, Patricia and I, though, because it's done in the Greek church, they just do things differently. There was no moment of I do.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't, like, there was no, like, true vow exchanging moment. We didn't want to write our own vows, but I kept thinking that was going to be a part of it. Never happened. So it was just like, y'all are together. Here you are. You may kiss your bride. Done. Wow. Yeah.
Were you excited for your kiss?
Yeah, I was excited. I was a little, like, nervous before because Patricia and I, we were like, how are we going to do it? Or how are we going to embrace?
Did you practice your first kiss?
Not really.
Oh, we did.
Well, we always kept saying we were going to do it. And then when it's your wedding weekend and it finally gets down to those crunch days, you never have any time to really, like, rehearse those poses. But luckily, it was sincere and perfect. Wait, how did you guys... Did you guys hold hands and kiss? Did you embrace and then kiss? I don't remember how it went down for you.
I think she embraced me. That was the thing. Because we had to, like, I had to dip her so that the photographer can get a good angle of the photo. I don't know. There's a whole thing.
We couldn't, like, pull off a dip in the church. I feel like that's a little, like, okay.
Oh,
get
calm
a room,
down,
you
kings.
Two. Yeah, you couldn't do a dip in the church. But, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're married, guys.
I can't believe it. We're, like, now... Yeah, it's kind of like us right now in the group. We're the only ones who are married.
Married people.
That's right.
Now what?
Babies.
I got chills.
Is she pregnant?
What are you saying?
Buddy, you gave me a look like you were like...
No, I didn't.
No?
Did you?
Are you? I got a vibe.
You're giving me the look now.
I wasn't going to address it like... or. Wait, the look you just gave me. But you think Patricia would be pregnant, like, and it hasn't even been a month after our wedding.
You've been acting funny since you walked in.
I think I would have, like, told you already. Actually, I wouldn't tell you.
You literally asked me for milk as soon as you walked in. You said, oh, I mean water.
Do you, if Caitlin was pregnant, would you keep it a secret from everybody for, like, a while? Or would you tell close friends? Would you tell your close friends?
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar,
No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try. Risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
Friends before you told the internet. Or would your friends know about it before the internet post?
They would definitely know beforehand. Not necessarily saying that I
would film. Not everybody, though. Yeah. I wouldn't trust everybody in our friend group with that secret.
Right. Yeah, I mean, not everybody, but I mean, there would definitely be people to know ahead of time.
Actually, Joe, I know how you would do it. You and Caitlin would go around with the pregnancy test, and you would go and film everyone's reaction, and then you would post about it, and then you would share the video of the content that you already made. I know how your brain works.
And then people would be like, Joe peed on a stick. Oh my God, this is crazy. Someone's going to make that
Wouldn't
joke.
That be kind of cool if we could, like, pee on a stick and that, like, we didn't have to be pregnant, but if you peed on the stick, it showed that you impregnated somebody.
Yeah, can we talk about something a little animalistic?
Sure, let's hear about it.
I feel like boys have this urge to just want to pee on stuff, almost to mark their territory.
Buddy, agreed. I was talking about that recently with someone, like, if you had to get arrested, what would you be arrested for? And I
public said, urination.
Public urination, which I don't do all the time.
Neither do I, but I do it sometimes because, like, I have to go so bad.
Yeah. Big time.
And it's almost like that's my spot. And there's something like...
And we're men. We can do it.
We can do it. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin just found out that I do pee regularly sometimes on my walks when I'm getting my steps in. And she was so... She's like, you can't do that.
Where are you peeing, Joe?
Like
on a hike are you peeing? Or like in a neighborhood are you peeing like on someone's bushes?
No.
In broad daylight?
No. It's not like in the middle of like someone's house. This is like off to the side into the woods or on a hike where there's no one coming around.
Okay. I see that and I allow it.
Yeah. And like I'm timed. I look around. I make sure no one's coming. But like there's something about it that's just like, yeah, I gotta go. I'm gonna go right there.
Do you ever like mumble anything to yourself when you pee?
No, that's psychotic. Do you?
Sometimes.
What do you mumble?
Like when I really, like when I've been.
Shut up. Do you do like affirmations? Like,
I go,
yeah.
Oh, I do that Usher song. You... Oh my God, baby, let me love you, girl.
Are you kidding?
Just when I'm like, and I'm like, oh my.
There's something in the men's bathroom that really irks me is when there's a three-person urinal. Some people go in the middle. That's fucked up. It's weird. But there's always that one guy who walks in. He pulls his wiener out and he puts his hand on the wall and then he leans on the wall and starts peeing and he goes,
I think you're describing me, Joe.
You put your hand on the wall?
I don't put bare hand, but I'll like, if I'm pretty intoxicated, yeah, I'll do like an elbow or like my
forearm. What if you're sober? Do you really lean on the wall to pee?
No, not if I'm sober, but sometimes, yeah, if I just want to like brace myself, for sure.
Dude, stand up. Who needs to lean to pee?
Sometimes I like write. I pretend like I'm writing my signature on the wall. That's a really weird
thing. With your wiener?
No, I just like cursive. I don't know. It's like a weird fidget thing. I think it's because like that moment of peeing, you feel just vulnerable and you're just trying to like think and do something else to like allow yourself to relax. And I want to focus on something so I'm not too actively focusing on my body. Is that weird? Is it weird, Joe? How many times a day do you pee?
A lot.
Oh, me too. Like a lot. Sometimes to the point where I'm like, is this too much?
I'll be honest, probably 6 times before noon.
Okay, same here. Nothing wrong with that.
I hydrate a lot.
But when you look up online how many times you should be peeing a day, it's like 6 to 8 times in the day.
These statistics are so outdated and they're so like old. Even like a 2,000 calorie diet, the protein that they tell you to take is like 30 grams of protein a day. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
That's too much weight.
That's no, that's
not
way
enough.
Too little.
Yeah, that's way too little of protein.
I mean, if you're trying to have like a muscular build, you're supposed to have like 1 gram of protein per weight. So let's say you weigh 150 pounds, you're supposed to have 150 grams of protein.
Correct.
So to say you're having 30 grams of protein a day is insane.
Yeah, I feel like I have 30 grams of protein like before noon.
Yeah. Eggs, oatmeal. Love making.
Are you having a good Halloween, Joe?
Yeah, guys, today is Halloween. This episode is coming out November 1st, which is tomorrow.
Oh, no, we're missing it by a day. I thought you were going to be quick enough with this edit, Joe.
I had to drop something else today.
Oh, what was that? An interview with who?
Nikki Nietzsche. She did Sam and Colby's Conjuring House video. So she
edited it, or she shot it, or she was one of the mediums?
She was one of the people at the Conjuring House with Sam and Colby.
Where is the Conjuring House again?
Delaware or Pennsylvania?
Oh,
somewhere
my.
Somewhere around there.
I've been too scared to watch it.
Conjuring scares me. The Nun scares me. Insidious scares me. I can't do it anymore.
Dude, Insidious freaks me out.
The first one where they're playing like, tiptoe through the window.
Buddy, that scene where like she's like also like sleeping and then there's like that ghost just walking outside the door in the hallway. Like, I think about at least once a week.
Those movies fuck me up.
Big time.
And I can't
sleep. Is the Nun really scary? Is it that scary? She looks scary, but I'm always on the fence about watching that.
The cover just scares me too much because that face is just like horrifying. Yeah.
No
I'm not
way.
About it anymore. Even Saw. I walked out of Saw halfway because it was
the
too
new
much.
One, Saw X?
Mm-hmm.
Too, oh, you couldn't handle it.
That was just gore. That was just straight up gore. Too much. Too much. Maybe I'm old. Maybe I'm getting sensitive. I'm not about it.
I'm like the opposite now about like teen dramas. Or like there's a new Goosebumps on Hulu. Have you seen it?
I tried getting through it. I only watched the first episode.
Just sometimes when I'm watching like, this is where I really feel old, is when I'm watching just drama about high schoolers.
And
I feel really uncomfortable. Like I shouldn't be watching teenagers.
Is it because of that or because you just don't relate to it anymore?
I guess I don't relate to it anymore. Maybe it's that I don't relate to it anymore, but I'm just like, ooh, is he going to like kiss that girl? They have a crush on each other. I'm like, yo, I'm 31 years old.
Yeah, you don't care.
I don't. Yeah, I guess I don't care.
What tickles your fancy nowadays for content that you enjoy watching?
What do I watch? Dude, I've been just watching a lot of like really old movies.
Old like on the like black and whites?
Yeah, black and white stuff are just classics.
Turner classic movies?
Yeah, Criterion Channel. That's what I subscribe to. It's like my own little Netflix. Criterion Channel is it's a collection of movies, but stuff can get submitted to be part of the Criterion Channel, but a lot of stuff are old movies, a lot of indie movies.
Maltese Falcon
European
type things.
Movies. What?
Maltese Falcon? Like that old?
Yeah, that's on there. I've actually never read that book and I've nor seen the movie, but I heard it's really good.
It's my dad's favorite movie.
Have you ever seen it?
I refuse.
Okay. Well, that's so funny you brought up Maltese Falcon. I almost bought that book the other day.
Yeah. I don't know. The things that are, I'm trying to find a good show now. Caitlin's trying to get me.
Fargo. You should watch Fargo. Every season is.
Oh, I should.
Yeah. If you like Fargo, the movie, I love a good, like, clumsy crime.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's intense. There's violence, but it's funny. And there's really great characters. But every season is like, it's almost like True Detective where it's a different crime, but sometimes they're like connected. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's very, very good. That's the last show I've watched.
I'm gonna give a good show for the audience too, and it's gonna rock their world. They're gonna be like, Joe, you're my new show recommendation guy. Blackbird on Apple.
Blackbird on Apple. Oh yeah, Blackbird was like but it was like a limited series, right?
It's with six episodes.
Ty Egerton, the guy who played Elton John, right?
I don't know who's in it.
Is this the one where he has to go to jail and try to get a serial killer to like confess to the murders? Fantastic, dude.
Based on a true story.
Is it really?
Based on a true story.
I never knew that.
Yeah, so this guy gets arrested for drug trafficking and whatever.
Like a murder of like some young girl. Oh, wait, we're talking about.
So this guy gets arrested for it. But I think he serves like a year or two. And then the police go to him and say, hey, we're going to give you this opportunity where you can
like
go to
this. You're a charming, you're a cool dude, you're personable.
When we think that you can go to this other jail, this high, what is it? Not high volume, high level.
Oh, just high level security jail. Yeah.
Where like all like rapists, murderers, like serious, serious criminals are there. You can go there, and if you can get this one guy to confess where he buried these bodies, we're going to exonerate you and let you free. So he takes that risk. Instead of doing his 10-year sentence, he goes to the new jail and gets this guy to confess where they are.
Wouldn't you take that risk? If I, if, come on, 10 years versus like 1 year with a little bit of like an agenda, I would totally do that.
Yeah, but like picture it, like let's say that comes to you right now, like Matt King right now. You're built, like this guy's jacked.
Yeah.
So like he can kind of defend himself.
Survive
there.
In prison.
We're not prison jacked.
Oh, actually good point. But just knowing 10 years, anything to reduce 10 years, I would.
Yeah. I mean, at that point too, his other motive was because his, I don't want to say it. If you watch it, I don't want to spoil anything, but it's really good. I don't think I would be able to, I mean, maybe I would risk it just to get out earlier.
Buddy, 10 years in prison would take so much out of you.
Right.
And we're married men. We need to go be with our wives.
We do. We do. We got to go take care of our boo mamas.
Can you imagine if Caitlin did a crime and she had to go away for 10 years?
Yeah, I'd probably be the one doing the crime over her.
Yeah, right. What do you, if Caitlin got arrested, what do you think the crime would be?
Like being too sweet. She's like too kind.
I don't know. Same.
Do you go to Hamburger Heaven a lot when you go back to Alabama?
Yeah, I have it every time I go back.
Every day?
No, not every day. No. Not every day. You can't do that every day.
Oh.
But yeah, no, it's pretty great. Like when Patricia's dad gets off work, he's like, what do you guys want? I'm like, bring it over.
Oh, because he goes to the restaurants each day?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, Patricia's dad like is on the grill working all the time. He's not like...
He doesn't have an office where he...
Like, he has an office in the back there where he like sets up and does some like management, like bookkeeping. But I mean, I think he works a couple days a week. Yeah.
And there's four locations. We went to one of them.
That's like his favorite one that he takes a lot of pride in. But two of them are franchises. And I don't think I've ever been inside the other ones. But he takes pride in like the 280 location and the Irondale one. You went to the Irondale location.
And he's a very like football guy there. College football, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's a big Auburn fan. But
does
I think
he go to
that's
all the games?
Part of the decor is the Alabama-Auburn like rivalry between them. Does he go to all the games? No, not since... Well, I think he went a lot when his kids used to go to Auburn. But we're going to be going to the Iron Bowl on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm going to UT this weekend with Zane and Todd.
Wow.
And Patricia.
University of Texas?
Yeah, that's right. Well, because Zane was telling me that him and Todd had to go to Texas for a brand trip, and they're going to a game. And I'm like, I cannot let you guys go to my alma mater without me in attendance. So I bought a ticket. I'm going.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, the worst holiday possible. Am I right?
How dare you?
I hate Thanksgiving. I'll say
Explain.
It.
Explain. Why do you hate it?
What's good about it? You sit around and eat and you unbutton your pants and you watch football all day. That's it. The food's not that good. The decorations are mundane. And
I agree on the seasonal decorations. I wish people went a little bit more festive for Thanksgiving.
Where's the lights? All of a sudden now we're just getting blow up turkeys? Who cares?
Yeah. You know what? I do agree, but I like the vibe of Thanksgiving. Does your family usually get together for Thanksgiving? Do you like that?
Yeah.
Are you doing Thanksgiving here? Or are you going somewhere? Are you going to Caitlin's family?
We're doing it here.
Oh, see, I don't like an LA Thanksgiving. I really don't. I don't like an LA Christmas either. I like to look forward to a holiday. I want to get out of town. If I'm having it here, it's just another day.
No. It's just the fact, like, the food's just not good. Who just wants to sit around the
TV
all day?
What are you talking about? The Thanksgiving food is not good. There are some. I don't like anything with the cranberries. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's all brown and orange.
Turkey is good. Yeah, but stuffing, man?
Turkey's gross. We don't eat stuffing other than that one day a year.
I wish we could normalize stuffing. If there was like a stuffing joint, I would love to open up like a stuffing chain where you just had different types of stuffing.
When's the last time you went to Chipotle and there was just a stuffing option right there? Never, because it's not good. I'm gonna
okay,
die
if
on
you
that pedal.
Wait, what about mac and cheese, mashed potatoes?
Mac
those
and
are,
cheese is a normal Kraft deliciousness. That is not part of the holiday.
I do, but sometimes though, like a Thanksgiving mac and cheese, I'm a little iffy about. Like a homemade mac and cheese, it has to be good. Sometimes people get like a little like, it's kind of like grandma-y, and you're like, this ain't what I was wanting.
Yeah. Let's try and get somebody new on the grill, man. Let's try and figure something out. Where's the burgers?
Some gravy, though. Some good gravy, man.
The one time a year you eat it. No one wants gravy and turkey any.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
You want the best for your child.
K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Another day.
But also, Thanksgiving leftovers, I think, taste better than how they taste on Thanksgiving. When they're a little bit cold, you zap it in the microwave, then that really hits.
Leftovers isn't good in general. Let's just end it. It's not good. I don't know why it's not being backed by more people.
What do you think we should be having on Thanksgiving?
Let's make it good. Like, have like a Mexican themed, or I don't know, like fish. Anything better.
What are you having on Christmas? I feel like Christmas is still very close to Thanksgiving as well, just without the stuffing. But you're doing more like ham, I think, like honey hams.
At least with Christmas, you have to look forward to the Christmas sugar cookies. Like, there's something at least delicious afterwards.
I do like a Christmas sugar cookie for sure.
Like sweet potatoes and marshmallows is just not doing it for
me. Oh, that needs to end. I don't understand sweet potatoes and marshmallows. Like, then that's a dessert. I don't know. That doesn't like pair well with like the rest of the Thanksgiving food, in my opinion.
And the turkey's so dry, and then people just fight over one tiny little wishbone for what?
I've never done the wishbone on a turkey.
Sorry, I blacked out on that. I'm just really passionate about how much I hate Thanksgiving food.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. Maybe like this year, if you're doing it out here, you might be having to like cook the turkey. You might be having a lot more cooking responsibilities now that you're like the man of the house.
Oh, shit.
Are you hosting it here?
No, thank God.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to try and push to get some kind of catering. I'm anti-Thanksgiving food, man.
Do it in advance. It's hard to get catering around Thanksgiving.
Sometimes
I feel guilty making people work on Thanksgiving. I think people should be home with their families.
In the morning, I think it's okay. Black Friday's not really a thing anymore, huh?
Yeah, it's more Cyber Monday. I'm more of a Cyber Monday guy. Black Friday.
Did you ever do that as a kid?
Black Friday? No,
like
because
when we were 18,
we 19. Were going to the airport on Black Friday right after Thanksgiving.
Where were you going?
Well, we would already be in Sanibel, Florida for Thanksgiving. And then I just always remember that day. I'd be like, I want to go get this new PlayStation game. Mom, please. She's like, no, we have a flight to catch. We're not doing that. But, well, Black Friday, I mean, for some people who really need the deal and want the deal, by all means, go do it. But, like, I'm not going to be there waiting for a release of anything.
But it's not really a thing anymore. They stopped doing the late night stores. I feel like because people don't want to work it that late, and people just stop going because, like...
It becomes mayhem. Like, it's a battle.
They stopped it, I feel like.
I think for sure. Or, like, you have to, like, reserve it way in advance. Like... to get the product that you really need, and then you just go pick it up because you got the deal. Yeah. I'm more of a, Cyber Monday all the way.
Did you do any Amazon Prime Day deals?
Yes. I think I always have things in, like, my fantasy cart. You know, you add stuff to your cart, but you save it for later, and then on the Amazon Prime Day, you see what was already in your wish list that has a deal, and then you buy it that day. That's my strategy going about it. Because sometimes, though, I think Cyber Monday is actually full of shit because it still exists right after Cyber Monday. They're not really truly removing that deal at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I got fucked the other day on Amazon Prime Day because there was a light. That light that I wanted was like $100 off. And then I said I was going to buy it. And like 3 hours later, it went back to full price.
Oh, really?
Full price.
So that is true.
Sometimes
I always think the little ticker, well, you got to order it now. I'm like, there's no way they're doing that.
There's also a lot of clothing companies that they mark up their prices and then they have a huge sale. And it just goes down to what the price was the day before. So it looks like you're saving money, but you're really not. It's pretty crazy. Our first Christmas as married men is coming up.
That's right. What are you going to get Caitlin for Christmas?
I don't know, but I feel like I have to make it a good one.
What have you gotten her?
Trips, jewelry. I don't know. I try and like get creative with it because I try and start planning like from November to December. So my entire brain is just like, what's a good idea?
Does she like... tiny, like a bunch of little mini gifts or one big gift? And you're like, that's it.
She likes the bigger ones. I know she wants those new Apple headphones.
Dude, Patricia lost hers. The ones I got her last Christmas. We were on a first class flight to London, or we were coming back from London. And, you know, the first class seats or whatever are like these mini little pods and whatnot. She left it on the flight. But I was like, don't worry. Let's stay optimistic. You know, it's first class. Hopefully they'll find it. And then, you know, we're trying to contact the airline, let them know, hey, there's AirPod Maxes on that flight.
When did she realize?
The location. It was already in Sydney, Australia. And we're like, oh, no, maybe they'll find it there. And then the AirPod Maxes moved all the way out to the outskirts of Sydney, Australia at somebody's random house. And then I go into full detective mode. I'm trying
and
to
I'm on a flight. I flew out
I'm
there.
On Google Earth looking at this house. I'm looking at who owns the house.
No,
trying
you
to
aren't.
Look, oh, yeah, looking up rental agreements. I'm calling up people who own the property.
Are you actually?
Yeah, big time. And it was so funny because the woman's like, you know, if I might I ask, why are you so interested in like who owns this property? And I'm like, because there's AirPod Maxes there that I gave my wife, and they came all the way from LA to Australia, and I just want the person to know that I know where they live, and to please give them back. And suddenly they disappeared off the map, and I haven't been able to find them.
That's the funniest story I've ever heard.
Yeah, I wish I had a better ending to it, because I thought for sure I was gonna find it.
Would you ever go to Australia?
And knock on the door. I don't know if I'm like a AirPod like location type person to like if I knew that my phone was inside a house, I don't think I would knock on the house. I would probably contact authorities and let them do it. I don't want to risk that. Hopefully I just wanted someone who was like, oh, maybe they were a flight attendant and they left with it and they were like, oh yeah, here they are. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. But so now Patricia's kind of been wanting to get those for Christmas, and I'm like, ugh, fine, even though I feel like I'm just re-giving a gift I had already bought.
Yeah, that doesn't really count like a new gift then. Now I feel like you have to give two.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she should just buy it herself. It's like, that's your loss, because there's no way if I lost a gift that Patricia got me and I asked for her to buy it again, she would give me definitely some shit for that.
What's your thoughts on David Goggins and the Jockos of the world?
Oh, they're adorable. They're so they're so funny. Like, they're so just cute. I just want to, like, tickle Jocko. David Goggins is just so intense. His knees, he shouldn't be running that hard on his knees. He's had, how many knee replacements or whatever? That's just bone in bone. Good luck. David Goggins, take it easy. You have proven yourself, and you have pushed yourself to the max. You put out all the books. You motivated everybody. I think you need to take it easy on your knees.
We have such polar opposite opinions on this.
You think he needs to keep going?
Keep running those ultra marathons. You need to motivate the shit out of everybody and yourself, baby.
I'm more of a Rich Roll guy. I like that.
Is that Rick Roll?
No, Rich Roll, right? Isn't that his name, Rich Roll? He was like the guy in his 40s who completely transformed his body and got into the most amazing shape ever.
Are you thinking of Jason Nash?
No, I'm not thinking of Jason Nash. I'm talking about Rich Roll, baby.
Who is that?
He's a like motivational speaker, author. I think he's a big vegetarian, though I'm not a big vegetarian, but I think he's really inspirational. I like Tony Robbins for sure.
I emailed him about coming on the pod.
Dude. Did he say yes?
Oh, yeah.
He's coming on?
No,
did
kidding.
You interview Neil deGrasse Tyson? Did he come on here as well?
I'm trying. He's on my list, too.
I know his guy.
Really?
Yeah. I've been on the fence about having Neil deGrasse Tyson on because I...
Why?
Because there's just a level where I don't know that much about science, and I think I would be kind of boring, being like, yeah, you're right. He'd be like, because you know Saturn has three moons.
I want to hear you talk to him.
It is a constant storm on that, and I just feel like I'd more ask what his apartment or his house that he lives in. It's very strange. If you ever look at Neil deGrasse Tyson's TikToks, it looks like he's on the ceiling. I don't know if he lives in this really like robust, gaudy mansion, but the crown molding in his home is insanely large, and there's this giant column in the back, and it looks like he's on the ceiling. And I don't understand the scaling in space of the interior of his home. And so I really want to ask him that. And he's also like, he was a professor at UT, or he went to UT, and I would love to ask him what his favorite little taco joints are in Austin.
You'd be the perfect person to talk to him.
Maybe I should. I just need to clean up my apartment. He's just top dog. He's just a top dog.
What if Mark Cuban wanted to come on your podcast? Would you have him come on?
Yeah. I've actually met Mark Cuban.
Yeah, no.
What, we talked about this?
Yeah, and you met Wendy's. You met a lot of people.
Oh, damn. Yeah, it was great just telling Mark Cuban I wasn't interested in what he was promoting.
Actually?
Yeah.
I don't know your Mark Cuban story.
Okay, I was at South by Southwest, and I got invited to like this influencer kind of event. It was on a rooftop. during South by Southwest, there's tons of parties. Get there, Mark Cuban's there. And he was really interested in wanting to talk to influencers. And this had to have been 2014, 2015 maybe. And he's there he's talking to like me, Andrea Russett, I think Zach Piona's there. And he has this app called Cyberdust, which was this like encrypted texting messaging app where you can text people on it, but none of the texts stay there permanently. They will disappear. They will just become dust.
So it's like a Snapchat.
Yeah, basically. And my first thing, I'm like, okay, interesting feature. Why can't another messaging app just use this feature? Why does this totally have to be called Cyberdust?
Did you say that to him?
Yes. And he goes, well, good point, but no one else is doing it, so this is really important. I go, okay, but also just the name already sounds like you're up to no good. And I feel like it should just have a more broader name, and that's just a feature. Because if you saw on someone's app they have Cyberdust, to me that just suggests like they're truly hiding something. And I go, and don't you have kids? How would you feel like if your kids were messaging their friends on Cyberdust? And he just like looks at me like dead in the eye and was just like, listen, man, I know my kids. I trust my kids. And I was like, okay, sorry, personal subject. And then, you know what? And for that reason, I'm out.
That's what you said?
No, I wish I did. I don't think Shark Tank was that big yet. But I was just like, okay, well, whatever. Good luck with that. And sure enough, Cyberdust is like,
Dust.
So yeah, I said no on a Mark Cuban investment.
I emailed him too to come on the pod.
And what did he say?
He responded in 8 minutes and said he didn't have time. I'm sorry.
Email?
Yeah.
Do you think it's really Mark Cuban responding?
Yeah, he's very public about being reachable on email.
But if I was that rich, I would just chill. I would not even get on my phone. You're a billionaire. Like, and you still like want to make appearances and do press and talk to people. Yeah. I mean, much respect to that. But yo, if I had that cash, you wouldn't see me again. I'd be done. I'd be chilling.
Can I ask you about your honeymoon?
Oh, yes, you totally can.
Where'd you go?
We went to the Four Seasons Hualalai on Kona, the Big Island. Remy Cruz recommended it. Phenomenal resort, Joe.
And did you get to read your book for 2 weeks?
Like I read five books while I was there.
On the beach every day?
Yeah, on the beach by the pool. We loved it, man.
Where'd you guys prefer to stay, the beach or the pool?
So we would split. Patricia, you know, she's like half Greek. She can tan so well. I'm, you know, Irish and Swedish. I, you know, as white as paper. And I burn really easily. So she would be near me on the beach getting a full tan reading, and I would chill by the pool under an umbrella.
Oh, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful?
Oh, yes. Stunning. Oh, my gosh. We did a little night snorkel with manta rays. Unbelievable. One of the most beautiful things I think I've ever watched.
Out in the ocean?
Yeah, out in the ocean. Well, yeah, you get on a boat. They take you out. You go by this little, like, bay area kind of thing, and they put out this almost, like, almost like a lifeguard kind of like raft where you would tie someone's body to, like a stretcher, and they put an LED light under it. You go lay horizontal, and all of these manta rays come up and just like feed on the kelp. It was so cool, Joe.
Not scared of sharks over there?
Apparently, we were in an area where like sharks wouldn't come to.
I don't believe that. When sharks don't come here. Sharks are swimmers. They're going everywhere.
You know what? I didn't even think about the sharks while I was out there.
Oh my God. I would have been shitting my brains out. I would have attracted the sharks.
Do sharks feed at night? I feel like sharks, like, I always say like shark attacks happen in the day. Do sharks still eat people at night?
They feed nonstop. I had Paul de Gelder on who got his arm and leg eaten off by a shark.
Well, and I think though, sharks or manta rays don't have that many predators.
But sharks, they have sharks.
Yeah.
Yes, their sharks are literally eat manta rays.
Well, there was like I think 16 people on that watch with us, and so if a shark comes up, you know, it's kind of a 1 in 16 chance.
Isn't that crazy how that's how our brain thinks? Because I would think the same thing. I'm like, okay, if a shark comes, that's probably
like, what are the odds it's going to get me? It's going to get somebody else, and then everyone will start freaking out, and I'll get out.
And then I'll just get out of the water. That's what's so crazy that you don't even like. You're like, someone else will get it.
Yeah.
What else? What other excursions?
We went to a luau, and I don't know. I didn't like the luau that much, but that was it, Joe.
Good food?
Yeah, really, really good food. We ate a lot of sushi, a lot of mahi-mahi, a lot of ahi tuna steak. That's my vibe, man.
Pork?
And we did have some pork at the luau, but I didn't really order pork at the restaurants.
Oh man.
What did you did you enjoy your honeymoon?
Yeah, it was really fun.
You guys went to what? You did Greece, Italy, and
Paris.
In Paris.
What island is Patricia from in Greece?
That's a really great question. I don't know. I don't know. She would know the answer to that. We're planning on doing a trip to Greece like soon, eventually. But I think we'd want her family to go too.
Are you going
to
visit her family, her distant family there?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what her connections are with the relatives that live out there. But because of her connection with the church, we can kind of get like hooked up with like some transportation and like guides and experiences. You know how there's like birthright for people when you go to Israel? I think if you're part of the Greek Orthodox Church and you have like a relative who is part of the church, they can kind of like hook you up with like some, I don't know, guided experiences, which will be cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I want to say I'm Greek.
What are you?
Italian.
Who says Italian? What is that? Italian? That sounds like a new Apple product. An Italian?
Did you see the new South Park episode?
No.
I keep seeing clips on it. I'm trying to find it.
But is it like about Italians?
No, it's completely not about that related at all. But it's all over my TikTok and I thought it'd be really funny.
So you just wanted to talk about South Park?
Yeah, it's crazy how it's been going on for so long and you're still watching these same fourth and fifth graders just running around getting into shenanigans. Making a cartoon is such a genius idea because they don't date themselves.
What network is it on? Is it still only Comedy Central? Like you have to buy the Comedy Central app and pay for Comedy Central to watch it? Or is it like part of Hulu?
Now I think you had to stream the new one on Paramount and all the other episodes were on Max.
Who's your favorite character on South Park?
They're all so funny. Maybe Stan and Kyle and Stan's dad and Butters.
Oh, I love Butters.
Butters is so funny.
I like Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
I never vibed with him.
Hi-ho!
I never vibed with the Canadian guys.
Oh,
Ike and Mike. Terrence and Phillip.
Terrence and Phillip.
Yeah.
I love South Park the movie. Suck my balls, Mr. Garrison.
What did you say?
Isn't it crazy that a cartoon like that just like lasts that long?
Yes. Well, yeah, I do find it surprising, yeah, that they've been able to keep it going that long. But Matt Stone and Trey Parker, I think, are incredible. Those dudes are fucking rock stars. They are in line to win an EGOT. You know what an EGOT is, right? It's when you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And I'm pretty sure, I think they've won all of them by now.
I think they have won. Well,
I don't think they actually truly win. I know they were nominated for a Grammy, probably for songs from the South Park movie, but have they gotten the full EGOT?
Because
the Tony won, Book of Mormon won Best Musical, so they're done with that.
They hold 4 Emmys each for South Park, plus 7 Tonys and a Grammy for Book of Mormon.
No Oscars.
No Oscars. Shit. Although the Goofy Duo was nominated, they never won.
Damn. Yeah, because the Oscars is when they dropped acid and they went to the premiere. Yeah.
And now they're probably blacklisted.
Well, I think they might win the Oscar then if they make Book of Mormon the movie.
Wait, isn't Oscars a TV show? No, Oscars is a movie.
Oscars are the movies.
Okay.
For sure. That's when I think that they could get it.
Who else has won an EGOT?
EGOT, I think Whoopi Goldberg has, maybe as Barbara Streisand for sure.
John Legend.
He's an EGOT?
Yeah. Alan Menken, Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson, yes, that makes sense.
Rita Moreno, Mel Brooks, Mike Nichols, Whoopi Goldberg.
Mike Nichols, baby. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow, not that many people. Viola Davis. Jennifer
Hell
Hudson.
Yeah. I love you. Need to get Viola Davis on the pod. I think you guys would hit it off.
There's no way I could just get her. She would not just show up here.
Dude, I would love to talk to Viola Davis. Also, I've also wanted to have Octavia Spencer on too.
Oh yeah.
She lives in like Keith and Mariah's neighborhood, and I'm always on the watch for Octavia Spencer.
Do you ever get like mind blown at like who shows up at your house like to do a conversation with you?
Probably, I mostly interview my friends, so there's no one I'm ever too shocked about. I've always had mad props to you that you interview like a lot of like cool people. I feel like I gotta know somebody before I interview them.
I listen to so much content before they come on.
Yeah.
That I feel like by the time they come on, all those nerves go away because I feel like I can hold a solid hour conversation with them.
Yeah.
But if I don't do my research, I'm terrified.
Didn't you get a question wrong by somebody too?
A handful of times. Sometimes I'll like say something, but
are they ever offended that you've asked the wrong question? They're like, that's not me.
No. literally, they're all so surprised at how much research I actually do on them. On Friday, I have Heidi D'Amelio.
Oh, cool. The mom, right?
Yeah, and I watched like the entire show, and I did all the research on their companies.
Wow.
And then on Thursday, I have Nick Viall.
Oh, he's the best.
And I watched him on Dancing. I didn't watch him when it happened, but I researched Dancing with the Stars. I'm watching.
I just got invited to his wedding.
Oh, I didn't. Maybe I will.
But I'm excited about going to a wedding of someone from The Bachelor.
Yeah, there's going to be so many people there.
Yeah, I haven't like watched The Bachelor in a long time. What's funny is like Nick, good friends with him. His was like the one season I actually did watch.
Oh, so yeah, he was at your wedding.
Yeah, he was, which was kind of cool.
We saw him there and we both thought it was cool that he was there.
You know, he has like 12 siblings.
No way.
Yeah, he's 12 siblings. You know what I did before I had him on? I memorized all 12 of them. All the names.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't
like,
even
I was
like,
oh yeah, you have 12 siblings, right? You have Annabelle, Ashley, like, and I just went on a whole thing. Though he's such like kind of a dry guy. He's just like, yeah, that's all of them. I was wanting him to be like, wow. But he was just like, yeah, wow. You really did your research. I actually did the most research. I would argue that I did the most research on Nick Viall out of anybody on the internet for an interview ever.
And how'd you do it?
I Googled just intensely into his hometown. When he was on The Bachelor, you know, when you're usually doing that type of press run, you're doing interviews for your local town paper, the high schoolers, all of that stuff. And so I would just try to find the most obscure publication interview that asked him the most specific questions. A lot about his like past too. And I just would, I pulled all from that. It was such a good interview when Lauren DIY, she reached out to me because she was about to have him on a podcast. And she was like, holy shit, where did you find all this information about him? I went like kind of full Nardwar on it.
Was he surprised?
Yes, surprised. But, you know, he's just very like, wow, that's right. Yeah, well, man, you really did your research. But he's not. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. I just learned who Nardwar was.
You just learned who Nardwar was, Joe?
Yeah, because at the beginning when I was doing the pod, I would ask people's best friends or like their relationship person just fun facts about them or things that would really shock them. So I was getting really detailed stuff. And when I would say it to people, they'd be like, how do you know that?
You're like Nardwar.
And all these comments are like, you're copying Nardwar. You're inspired by Nardwar. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, Nardwar is a Canadian. I think he's based in Vancouver. He's a radio DJ and he loves doing celebrity interviews, but he does deep research. He works on it for a long time. He will like backdoor all these people in your life and find out the most like hidden details about what you're into in your past. And yeah, he's been sticking with it for a really long time.
Yeah, I always thought Sean Evans was the guy doing that like deep research because I never heard of Nardwar.
Yeah.
So not that I like pulled it from him, but I was like, oh, that's cool that he just asked people.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's funny, like Nardwar in the beginning, a lot of people were really off put by him and how
because
well
of how he was doing it.
Yeah, because he was doing it like in the 90s, like even before uploading the videos. I don't know, like before YouTube, there are videos of him. Like, do you know who Henry Rollins is? He was the lead singer of the Black Flag. He's like an author. His interview, it's funny because the beginning, Henry Rollins is like, dude, you need to slow down, you get to the point of what you're trying to ask me. But Nardwar really like starts blowing him away halfway through, and then at the end he's like, okay, I respect you. Some rappers have also been like, bro, I don't know who the fuck you are, get the hell out of my face, how do you know this shit?
Like, you're getting way too deep.
Yeah, and they've like walked out on him before. Now a lot of times I think people really like celebrate him, and like when Billie Eilish got interviewed by Nardwar, she was like, this is the best day ever. She's always wanted to be.
I don't think it's that crazy though, because all you need is that one connect to really draw it there, you know?
Yeah,
like let's say I ask your manager and you're like, oh, Matt's best friend is Nick from childhood, ask him. And then Nick just feeds him a bunch of questions. So it's not that far of a stretch to pull these questions.
But just hopefully it hits like a really good like nerve in them where they're like, how do you know that sometimes? That's where it's like, I think it's really cool when like they'll find out maybe where a person used to work and then who was their best friend at their work or like their manager or something like that, or a thing that happened like when they were flipping burgers at a place. Like, the more specific and deeper you go, that's where it gets pretty crazy, I think.
As you said that, if you were like digging stuff and asking me stuff about that.
Did you do that to me last time or you asked my brother?
I asked your brother for stuff.
So we talked about
and I had Patricia give me some stuff too.
That's right.
So, yeah. But again, like it's not that hard for me to just pull to your brother.
What if I reached out to your siblings and asked them? Do you think they would?
if you reached out to Caitlin, she would give you my best friend, and my best friend would give you, like,
okay,
unlimited ammo. Same with the guy who married us at our wedding. They would be able to feed you the stuff, like, oh, in high school, did Joe really skip class, go to the beach and get caught and go to,
yeah,
like, that's where you would really find
out. I actually have been, like, approached by that by, like, some other people, like, before they have on, like, maybe Zane or Heath, like, do you have any scoop? And the thing is I've talked to Zane and Heath about, we've shared, like, all of our stories, so it's hard for me to, like, pull on, like, random memories now for, like, people I know. But if it was someone from my past, oh yeah, I got stories for days.
Do you guys ever dread doing Unfiltered because you've been doing it for so long, so you don't have any of those old stories to bring up?
So, yeah, sometimes we find ourselves repeating a lot of things. And
are you at the point where you're like, wait, no, you already said this. You're like, oh, okay. And then you just cut that part out, or do you just retell it?
You know what? I don't really know what makes the edits and what doesn't. Because they've also, both of them have been on their health kick, we haven't been drinking. We used to drink all the time on that podcast, and I feel like that kind of enhanced a lot of our mood and our vibe. So I think when Zane's finally done with his transformation, we're going to start drinking again, and just to elevate it up, because we've been recording on, like, weekdays at nights, and we're just, like, sober and great, and I feel like we're kind of talking about the same stuff, but I would love to, like, hype it up and make it a little bit tipsy and goofy.
Right. Because even with me and Ilya, we were doing 150 episodes in, and we heard all our stories already.
Yeah, then you're just having to look up facts.
Yeah, then we're literally...
Did you know?
We're literally just looking up fun facts and, like, news articles, and we have nothing else to contribute, because if that entire week we were kind of just working, we didn't have anything really to add.
Right, right.
It was so hard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sometimes, like, I'll a story will hit me on a random day, and I'm like, I got to write that down so I can bring it up on Unfiltered, you know?
I'm really trying to beef up Caitlin's return when she comes back on. So every time she says something interesting, I'm like, oh, whoa.
Oh, let's talk
down
about that.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think it'll be a good one. I really want to have you and Patricia on. I think it'd be so fun.
You think so? Can you fit two people in here?
I think I'm going to get another chair.
Please do. Have us on, man. We would love to do it.
But yeah. Matt, thanks so much for coming by.
Buddy, thank you for having me. I love the Lightweights family. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. Be sure to go check out all of my podcasts. How many podcasts do I have? I have three. There's Hoot and a Half with Matt King, with my co-host Mike Sheffer. Also have Good Influences with me, Carly Incontro, Aaron Guilfoy, and also Mike Sheffer. And then there's Unfiltered with me, Zane Heath, and Mariah. And we have a new set, so go check out the new Unfiltered set if you haven't watched an episode. That would really mean a lot.
Is the new set changing the dynamic at all?
A little bit. Mariah is also now taking on a more, like, producer role, so she's not really involving herself in the conversations, which is, like, you know, if that's what she's comfortable with, by all means, but it's, like, kind of different now, like, not having her chime in.
She's not chiming in as much.
No, not as much. She's mostly there to, like, give us stuff to talk about or to clarify things, bring things up on the TV. But yeah, so it's just interesting getting used to that dynamic and the new set. And now it's all being shot at Zane's house too. So a little bit getting used to, but I'm enjoying the vibes. Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
All right, guys, give this video a like. Make sure to hit the subscribe button. And huge shout out to Matt.
We need to do a mukbang too. That we haven't done one in a while. Are you still doing them?
I'll do another one with you, yeah.
All right, let's do it, man.
All right, Lightweights.
Bye, guys.
Out!
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.